This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Parshas Korach. I want to share with you three sharp divrei Torah on Parshas Korach from the Sefer Peninei Kedem. First one from Hagoyin Rabbi Pinchas, the Baal Mechaber Sefer Bris Shalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvtes Amid Breiz brings Amar Rav. Ayin Ben Peles was saved by his wife. She says to him, "What nafgamina is it? You have nothing to gain over here. Either way, you're your second fiddle. So Moshe is the leader, you're second fiddle. Korach is the leader, you're second fiddle." I understand Korach has something to gain. He's challenging the whole institution and he wants it. But either way, you're going to have to play second fiddle to him. You have nothing to gain. So Ayin Ben Peles says, "What do you want me to do? I swore to him." So she gave him some yayin and she put him to sleep. And she stood by the opening of the tent and she undid her hair, she uncovered her hair, and heaven forbid, will a Baal Machlokes look at a woman's uncover hair, because, you know, destroying the Jewish people, that's not such a big deal, but heaven forbid to look at Davar Bilti Tsnua, no, that is not activity for a frumi Baal Machlokes. So they stayed away. So, frek the kasha like this. What do you mean he has nothing to gain? He has a lot to gain. You see, if they undo the whole institution of kahuna, maybe one day Ayin Ben Peles' kids will be the Kohanim Gedolim. He has a lot to gain. Right now, the kahuna Gedolah is not possible for his family. But if they undo the kahuna institution, maybe Ayin Ben Peles, they got a shot at the kahuna Gedolah. That's why she uncovered her hair, because Gemara says in Yuma about Kimchis, she was zoicha to Kohanim Gedolim, because the beams of her house never saw the braids of her hair. So she figured that if by covering hair, you're zoicha to Kohanim Gedolim, by uncovering hair, you won't be zoicha to Kohanim Gedolim. This way, Ayin Ben Peles has nothing to gain, and this was her way of keeping him out of the machlekes. Okay, that's the cheshbon of Rav Pinchas, Baal Mechaber Sefer Bris Shalom. Now, it says, the Medrash says the Bnei Korach had a big dilemma, what to do when they saw Moshe and Aaron. When they saw Moshe, they said, if we're going to get a stand up for him, Dad's going to be upset. If we don't get up for him, Moshe will be upset. They didn't know what to do. When they saw all of Klal Yisrael standing, they stood along. They also stood. Exactly what's... How did that solve their debate? They have a dilemma. They don't know. They don't know what to do. If they stand up, Korach's going to be upset. If they don't stand up, Moshe will be upset. So when they saw all of Klal Yisrael stand, they stood also? How does that solve the dilemma? So the Gemara in Chulin says, how do you know you follow Roiv? We learn it out from Make Aviv V'Yumas. Why are you Chayv Misa if you hit your father? How do you know he's your father? How do you know he's your father? You have Edim? Elamai, the Gemara says, Saraya, you follow Roiv. That means the whole din of Kibud Av V'Em comes from Roiv. So they said like this. When all of Klal Yisrael stands up, we'll follow the Roiv. Elamai, Dad will be upset. We'll say, well, wait a second. If you hold that there's no Roiv, then we don't have a Chi of Kibud in the first place. So they put themselves in a matzav where they said, look, you know, Mimanev Shach, if there's no Din Roiv, there's no Din Kibud. If there is a Din Roiv, we got to follow the Roiv of what Klal Yisrael are doing. And now, from Rav Yaakov of Mitamashav, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Boiker v'yoida Hashem asashalai. Why Boiker? Ayin Rashi. But he says as follows. The Gemara Nedarim Lamed Tesvav Beis says that the sun and the moon went up from the Rakia to Zavul. And they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you defend Moshe from Korach, we will shine. Otherwise, we're off. We're out of here. We're not working. The sun said to Ribbono Shel Olam, we will not be working anymore if you don't stand up for Moshe. So therefore Moshe said, Boiker, in the morning, you'll know. Boiker, v'yoida Hashem asar shalai. If the sun is shining, so then Hashem is going to have to defend me. And otherwise, the sun won't be shining. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, we gotta wait till the morning. You'll see what's going to happen in the morning. Because in the morning, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have to keep the world running. So the sun's going to have to shine. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have to verify my appointments. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for the weekly share. Tonight's share is about the saga of the Churva Shul and Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. We're continuing from last week. Tonight we're going to speak about the building of the Churva Shul and the debacle of its inauguration. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.